Now's the time in our service where we testify or confess your sins, gasp, or ask for prayers. I've been talking a lot with the leader of our missions team, John Clendenin, about kind of what we would hope for the Japanese church, and a lot of it stemmed from the fact that we didn't feel like people could be open and honest about their struggles. And I don't think that's limited to the Japanese church. I think somehow the Church of the Bible was a place where people went to air all their dirty laundry. They came and they were confessing to each other and saying how broken they were and praying for each other. And it was a place where you could be vulnerable and dirty and a sinner. And now it's, you know, in church in America, it's, you know, everyone puts on their Sunday face and everything's just great. They put on their Sunday suit, you know, they comb their hair if they have any. Well, you know, this isn't a place for healthy people, you know? And what we want to do with our team, I don't think we can radically change this church body, but I'd love to see us be able to be more free, to be ourselves, to confess our sins, to show our weaknesses, because I think that's really healthy and it's biblical. But for our team, you know, we just want to be, when we were talking about kind of what our house and our mission and our valley and the church that springs out of it, what's important? And God kind of sent me radical love, radical acceptance, and radical vulnerability. And so, of course, I want to look at Jesus, right? Jesus, radical acceptance, of course. Radical love, obviously. Radical vulnerability, and I thought to myself, how you know, Jesus can't be vulnerable like I'm vulnerable, right? Because Jesus can't confess his sins. Jesus doesn't have sins. But it's about the most vulnerable position that you can be in, coming from being the being that created everything, coming down to being one of your creations and being a very, you know, not a notable creation. It says in the Bible, there's nothing about him to draw us to him. So he wasn't handsome. He wasn't charismatic. He was faithful to God, and he was perfect. And so that's really, really vulnerable, right? To come down and to live as a pretty dirty human being compared to, you know, something that created everything. And so I hope as a church we can, you know, work on, I think we're pretty accepting, we're pretty loving, but I'd love for us to be vulnerable. And I know that's not going to happen. I know people aren't just going to feel comfortable coming up here and confessing their sins, but you don't have to do it publicly. But if you're not doing it all, you're making a big mistake. Confessing your sins is very cleansing. It, psychologically, it works. It's cathartic, okay? So there's a reason that God tells us to confess it to someone else and also to God, because it helps us to heal. James 5:16. Just a second. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. And so I just want to encourage you that, you know, God gives us good advice. Confess your sins to someone else, and confess your sins to God. And, you know, I just pray that we can be more of a church like there was a church in Acts where we were actually cultivating vulnerability, cultivating faith, and, you know, cultivating trust. So I encourage you to be your sinner self here in church. You know, if you can't be a sinner here, you can't be a sinner anywhere else. This is the place for sinners. It's not a place for healthy people. You don't ever graduate. You don't ever graduate to not being a sinner. Your nature gets changed, and that's great, but God is always going to refine you, and he's going to refine you through your mistakes. And so praise God that we're sinners, and praise God that God can use sinners to change the world. And if anyone wants to confess their sins, come on right up here. Kevin, be a good example.
Something one.
wonderful in your life that you want to share, let us know. You have a testimony. If you have a prayer request, I'd still love prayers for my friend Jonah. It's in the bulletin. And I'm kind of kidding. You know, I don't expect anyone to come up and confess their sins right now. It's not going to happen. But I do encourage you to do that in private with someone, because I think it's very helpful. And if you want to do it in public, I think that's also very helpful. If that's, you feel God is leading you to a public confession, then do it. If he's not, then it's not necessary. But the microphone's always there.
Hello, I'm Eric. Today we celebrate our Christmas party and also our Bible study, Filipino Bible study. And I thank God that He bless us more and more. And we hope for this coming 2019 that we receive more blessings, especially our spiritual life. I need your. I have a prayer request. This coming Sunday, me and Omar family will take a vacation in the Philippines for 2 weeks. And please for pray for our to the Lord for our traveling mercy this coming Sunday. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. My name is Miwa. I have a prayer's request. Today I have a gospel concert around from 4 o'clock. And today I'm not good condition today. I have a little stomach ache in the morning. And this concert is a outside concert, not in the building. That is very cold. And you know, I have asthma. That's why if I catch a cold, it will be very awesome. So that's why please pray for me. I don't catch a cold. And from everything, from God saved me everything, and everything smoothly and going smoothly and. From evil thing. Thank you.
Eric said I should speak for myself because we have different flights. Yeah. Same as with Eric and Omar's family, I'm going back to the Philippines for a two-week vacation, Christmas vacation. And by the way, this is my first Christmas after 15 years. Yeah. What? Yeah, first one in the Philippines after 15 years. So it's quite a long time already. So for the past 15 years, every Christmas day, I cry a tear. And now, of course, I know I will still cry a tear, but it would be tears of joy of celebrating the Christmas season again with my parents. As some of you know, my parents are already old. My mother had a stroke 2 years ago, and she's been so emotional, always longing for her children to come home. Her birthday, my father's birthday, and all the celebrations. But of course, it's not possible that all of us will be together and at all the events in their lives. But I know she understands, but this time she's very excited and at the same time sad. For some of you who knew the situation of my family, so it's not quite, I would say, perfect. It's not perfect, but at least the point is we are almost complete this Christmas. And my brother, who works in Netherlands, is already at home now. So he is going to celebrate Christmas with us also. And it's our first Christmas together. I haven't been with him since his college days. And he is already married for about 15 years, kana? 15, 16 years. Yeah, and please pray for our traveling Mercy. And also my son is going to travel from Dumaguete, going to Cebu. We will meet each other at Cebu City, at the airport, and we will go home together to Mindanao. He is extending thanks to you, to all of you, for the prayers that you gave him. He already completed the first preliminary examinations this week, and he said he did not answer some of the parts. But he said, I know I did my best. And I told him, yeah, you did your best. God will do the rest. So at least you prepared, you took the test. It was his first exam ever, a Filipino type of exam. He's been having exams in Japan, but he said it was different, very, very different. Yeah, thank you so much for praying for us. This week, I'm not a perfect healthy, so I caught colds for about 2 days. My voice became harsh, and one of the things that I'm really avoiding is to have cough, because for the information of everyone, I had an operation about 2 years ago also. For my lungs. So the doctor told me as much as possible, don't get cough. So I'm really trying my best. But because for 2 weeks, my classes were in the Ichinense and Ninense, and it's very difficult to really avoid them. They embrace you, and then, you know, where their hands are really, I don't know what they did with their hands, but of course they touch you, and then they almost hug you, and I can't avoid it, really. And after my two classes with those little kids, I felt so bad. So thank you very much for praying for me. I'm having home treatment, having ginger, honey, lemon every day. So to really not to have this cough really become severe. Thank you also for praying for the Filipino Bible Study Group. Indeed, it was God's way of taking care of the ministry. So please continue to pray for Eric as he will be leaving, and please pray that he will also come back safely and healthy, and that the ministry will also improve and go on. It's God's ministry, of course, but Eric is the one chosen by God to really lead the flock, the Filipino group. So please pray for him. And also for others who are staying in Japan, please pray for them also, that this time will be a time not only for enjoying themselves, but a time for reflection of God's goodness and God's revelation in their lives. Thank you so much, and I'll be missing all of you for 2 weeks only. But of course, for the past few years, I've been here every Christmas day. So every Christmas I've been here. So it's going to be a nostalgic time for me to be there, and then my mind is here and my heart is there. You know, I don't understand very well, but I'm excited at the same time, not so excited for some reasons. For some reasons, Pastor Kevin, some reasons. But yeah, I'm very happy to be with my family again. Thank you very much. God bless you all. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
My name is Mihoko. Sorry that I couldn't join the concert at Art and Dorothy's home yesterday, because I really hate to to leave my husband Mikio alone at home. Sorry, please forgive me. And I really would love to pray for our daughter because her situation is not so good. So she will not be able to return to us to, for Christmas season and also New Year's Day. But yesterday it was Mikio's turn to visit her. So I sent her a Christmas card writing this word as usual. Every Christmas day and for her birthday, I kept writing and telling to her. Isaiah 43:4. Since you are precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you, except God, I think only He can tell me how she is yet important and worthy to love. Yeah, thank you. She she has been a very good patient. So please do pray. We have been waiting for her to return to us. Thank you.
Good afternoon. Just a reminder for next week, Christmas celebrations, for the ones left here, you're welcome to come early for a potluck party in the church. And you're not obligated to bring anything. There's going to be a lot of food. Pastor Kevin is ensured that it's going to be a lot of food. And so just come early. We start lunch at 12 o'clock, and then we can have a special service in the morning if you want to come from 10:30. And you're welcome to celebrate with the Japanese members. So, and please continue praying for us. Me and Makiko. Makiko is considering alternative treatment for her operation. So pray that this week she find the right treatments, and she's going to talk to the surgeon that she might cancel her operation for the end of the year. So please pray.
Good afternoon. I have an older brother who's about in his mid-70s now. And he has two daughters, which, you know, they lived in Oklahoma when I was a kid, Midwest. And we lived in Louisiana, right down in the South. So we never had a lot of interaction, but one of his daughters is named Monica, and the other is named Jamie. And Jamie married a couple of times, and maybe three times, but she's been married for about 10 years now to a guy named Travis. And Travis is a truck driver. And between Travis and Jamie and Jamie's former husbands, they have three or four kids. And on November 25th, their 18-year-old son hung himself. You know, he committed suicide. So I've been praying for Jamie and their family. Midori and I have been praying for them. But I've been really trying to reach out to Travis, her husband, and my sister has been kind of mediating, trying to get Travis and I to talk. I really want to talk to him. And today he wrote to me on Facebook Messenger and said, I would really like to talk. So he's really struggling with this. So please pray that I'll have some really big ears for Travis, and that's about all that you really can do for somebody going through this. The 18-year-old son's name was Drew, D-R-U. I don't know any details about why, except my sister said he had depression. I don't know what level or, you know, if she knows for sure, but, I mean, he's gone now. So we need to help Travis and Jamie work through all of this. And please pray that I'll be able to be some good, a good listener, and pray that somehow we'll get them. I don't know if they're in church. He wrote to me some a spiritual kind of little message, you know, knowing that I'm a pastor. It seems like he was trying to find common ground with me, but we'll find out. I want him to be in fellowship somewhere. So pray that this will work out. I really have a heavy, heavy burden for Travis, especially more than my own niece. It's hard to explain, but God lays these things on your heart. So his name is Travis. Her name is Jamie, J-A-M-I. And there's a couple of other kids. I don't know really the details. Just pray. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Darcy. And I wanted to thank you for praying for the opportunity we had yesterday to share at the cafe about adoption, the cafe in Owosso, our little town. We were invited to share about our family's story of adoption and also just broadly our family's story of how we ended up in Japan. And you can talk about Christianity. It's fine. We got to just share so much. We got to share so much. Fernando was there, which was a gift, and Pastor Hiroshi was there as well. So we had some of the family here there with us. But I know some of you are also praying for our time. I was really excited about it. It's like a missionary's dream to get to do this kind of thing, like to get to talk about God to the people that you want to love the most, people in our community. And so beforehand, of course, I was like nervous, right? Because it's like it's important, but it's about me getting it right. It's not. But my sin is that I really, oh, I'm always like feeling I have to get it right. And so I was also like, so beforehand I was like, I met with a friend early in the week, a Japanese friend. I was having a hard time and I was talking to her and sharing with her, paraphrasing in the scripture when Jesus talks, says, don't worry about what you'll eat, what you'll drink, what you'll wear, because I'll take care of these things. Each day has enough trouble of its own. So I'm looking up, I want to look up the reference because I should know where that is exactly in the Bible, but I don't. So I was looking up the reference on Google, and but the first verse that came up was a verse for me. And it was about like just come going into the cafe talk. I felt the Lord was just like, hey, don't forget this. I don't have to remember where it is. 19. It's from Matthew chapter 10, and it's actually about when Jesus' followers were being persecuted. This, of course, the cafe sharing was not persecution, but the same promise applies, I think. But when they arrest you or they invite you to speak at a cafe, do not worry about what to say or how to say it. At that time, you'll be given what to say, for it will not be you speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. So it was sweet. Like I know, I've read this verse, I know this verse. It's actually been impactful in my life before in sharing in another context. But it was a really good reminder and just a nice like surprise where like you're like looking up this reference for someone else and God's like, yes, but the first one on the list is for you. The first Google search answer is yours. So that was a real gift. It was a great experience preparing the talk with Art, which was unusual because usually when we have to work together, it's not always so easy because I'm really nerdy and I want to map it out. And Art wants to kind of just like go on the fly. But this time we were going to have our friend translating for us, so we needed to really prepare our thoughts to make it easier for Kyoko to translate. And friends, it was really fun. It was so fun sharing at the cafe. It was so fun. I got to sing some music beforehand with one of our friends who is our friend through Fernando, and got to do a couple songs with Doi-san, and he was like excited, and I got to share the stories of the songs, which are all about like my relationship with God. So we're just talking about God and Jesus this whole time. And Megumi's hoikuen teacher came with another teacher from the school, like our neighbor came, like just And people we didn't know came. Like when another member from the Japanese service, she came as well. We got to get to meet her for the first time. Of course, Ono Aya-san was there. And it was just like, but it felt just like so warm. And so now on the back end of it, the verse that I really need to be encouraged by is, Isaiah 55:11. It is the same with my word. I send it out, and it always produces fruit. It will accomplish all I want it to, and it will prosper everywhere I send it. Because now, of course, I'm like, well, yeah, but like, I really want it to make a difference. Like, I really want like all these seeds that we put in there, like all of the open sharing of like, yeah. And so then, like, this is what it means to be a Christian. Art shared his testimony. Like, we're sharing about like, you know, why we would want to like help Hikikomori. Like, why would we adopt anyway? Like, all these details, and people are like listening. They're listening. They paid to come to this talk. They paid a cafe entrance fee to listen to us share about the gospel and our family. That's like such a privilege. So please, will you pray with us that like God will just do all that he wants? Afterwards, like people came up with some questions to us, and one woman comes up, she's kind of like nervous, kind of shaking a little bit, younger woman, and she just basically wants to be our friend. She's just like, I have two boys, they're kind of crazy, but they're 4 and 2, but like, can we come over and play? I'd like to be your friend. And I'm like, okay. Like, it was incredible. Like, beautiful things are happening in Owasa. So pray for that. Pray for the people who came. That there will be just beautiful, like the seed will find some good soil. We got to share scriptures in our talk. Like, it was really fun. And yeah, thank you for your prayers. I know they prepared a lot for us. So thanks.
Really tall, Darcy. I want to share praise. First of all, I asked prayer about a party, and I don't know how much of a background I gave to it, that these parties, teacher's party at my school, there's always a lot of drinking, and that's normal. And I quit drinking many, many years ago. I had to quit. I had a problem with alcohol. And I've always been real nervous in parties like this. And I went to the party, and sure enough, there's only alcohol on the table. There was no juice. There was no oolong tea. There was nothing else. There was no water. But I have a water bottle I carry with me everywhere, so I put water in my glass. So the first thing I do is do a toast, so we did a toast. And Art told me, well, Tim, look for somebody who, you know, looks like they want to talk to somebody but is too shy. And that's what I did. And I actually made a list of people I talked to in the party, and it was really amazing. it was great. That was fantastic. Not only being able to talk to people, just relaxing and looking for who I could talk to, but there were some things I needed to talk over with some people that I've been holding off on because, like my classroom assignment for next year, this year I had a lot of problems with classroom assignments, and I found the lady in charge at the party, and she was in a great mood. She'd been drinking, and she was feeling really good, and she said, no problem, we'll take care of that for next year. When you come up to the door to enter the party, there's a little box, and it's got pieces of paper with what seat you're supposed to sit in. Every table is lettered, and the seats are numbered. And I came there just before it started. I had a class up till right at the end, so I couldn't make it any earlier. And that last piece of paper was directly across from the dean of the faculty of my department, my top boss in my world. And there have been some things I've been lagging on, some deadlines I've missed, and he confronted me almost from the beginning. But a colleague of mine who's helping me to get some of this stuff done, I had a chance to talk to him in the party. And so he interceded for me with the dean. So this is something that, you know, it was just in a very informal way. It was really wonderful that this was able to happen. But I won't go through the whole list, but it was really amazing. I want to thank Art for the advice. It was great advice. I usually try to ask prayer for our son, and I had a chance to talk with Art and with Kevin last Sunday after the service. And my wife and I met with Pastor Horikawa today to talk some more about our son. So I don't really know. Art and Kevin both shared with me that sometimes they're not really sure how to pray, that they have their, from how they see it, this is how they see the direction that would be God's will for things to go. And I shared some of that with Pastor Horikawa. So I guess all I can say to you is that things have not changed at this point. I'd like to ask you to pray as you feel led. One suggestion I've received is to grab my son by the scruff of the neck and throw him out the door and let him bounce down the stairs and hit his head on the concrete wall opposite. That's one piece of advice I've received. Other advice I've received is to wait until something happens where someone can intercede and then have that party intercede when something has happened. I've heard that advice too. I've gotten all kinds of advice. I've gotten advice. There was a pastor who told me, oh, haven't you and your wife considered moving out of your home to someplace else and live someplace else? And I thought, well, I don't think I've ever thought of that. It's kind of hard to imagine that we should move out of our own home because we're having problems with our son and leave him there with our two younger kids. So you can see all different kinds of advice that is flying around. And I just want to do the right thing. I want to do what God's will is. And if God's will is forcibly kicking my son out, then I want to do that, if that's what God's will is. So if you could pray for God's will for our situation with our son, whatever that might be. I don't limit God in any way in what he would want me to do. So if you could just pray for that for our son Micah, I'd really appreciate that. And I promise I will keep you updated on what's happening with him. But we just want to do the right thing. And I know I speak for my wife as well. So if you could pray that God would bring about his will in our family and with our son, Micah. I'd really, really appreciate that. Thank you very much. Thank you.